agreeing with somebody. Well, one consolation we may draw, at least it's not snow, folks. You know, I'm told that 1 inch of rain, which we've had several, is equivalent to 13 inches of snow. Do the math and feel good, rejoice that you escaped a first-rate blizzard. But can you imagine, since childhood, how rain has had a certain sort of negative impact? The rain, the snow, the wind, and the sun, it's how, since children, we've understood nature and the changes in nature, often waking us to the impact of our climate and environment. The readings for this Caldeite Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent, speak to the climate, to Christ's birth, preparing us through the environment of Advent to be ready and awake and aware. So we hear the joyful and hopeful words of the prophet Zephaniah, who speaks, "The King of Israel, the Lord is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear." Zephaniah, a great prophet, minor prophet, but he was giving people hope for joy. They may not have experienced right then, but they were hoping, despite the oppression they were feeling of their times. They were believing through Zephaniah that the covenant was helping them, giving them hope through the difficult changes they had to endure, that God was still with them, that God of Abraham, Israel, Jacob, Moses, as well as Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Ruth, God was still faithful to the covenant. In the gospel, meanwhile, John the Baptist picks up the theme of preparing folks for changes in such a way that the people were filled with expectation, hoping for joy, even when they were asking their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John, in his forceful way, said no, that he was about to come and change your lives forever. Be prepared, we say, as John proclaimed, his winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor. And in the second reading, Paul picks up the same theme of preparing the people for change when we hear almost shouting, "The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God." The readings today, then, my brothers and sisters, invite us into God's imagination for change. How does God, through the centuries, from Zephaniah to John the Baptist and St. Paul, into our own day, inviting us to ask ourselves, how are we prepared, not just for Christmas, for change? With these readings, how do we see change happening in our world, in our church, in ourselves? Amidst the many changes of our world, two events come to mind about change, preparing us and asking, how well are we prepared? The first event occurred yesterday in Poland, when 196 nations agreed on a common effort to respond to the changes happening in our environment. These nations, including the United States, agreed to a common effort. And now, through that common effort, they agreed to a rule book, 132 pages, related to each nation's confronting their nation's carbon footprint. I invite you to read in the papers today what that really is spelling out. It's a hope for change. It does take time, but our environment desperately needs it. The key priest was having, through these nations, good transparency system, because it builds trust among countries, and because we can measure what is being done and it is precise enough. That's what he agreed yesterday, helping people to prepare for the needed changes of the world that is already changing among us. I invite you to reflect on this historical meeting and the preparation for change call for, especially the methods of transparency, as we heard is the key way to prepare for this meaningful and effective way of changing for
throughout the world.
The significance of transparency is also true to the second event, which will happen soon, namely the interest of transparency in judgments are releasing the names of credible accusations. Those judgments being the West Coast judgments and the South have already released them. Judgments since 1950 who've been credibly accused of clerical sexual abuse. In the very near future, the Maryland province of the Society of Jesus will do the same. Most notably, my province will release the names those in our institutions, our Jesuit universities, our Jesuit high schools, our Jesuit parishes, of those men who have been incredibly accused. It is the hope that this news, this transparency, which will be difficult to hear, to read about, and to know about, will through these efforts develop a better credibility, a better trust, a better understanding of what would happen in the past what since 2002 has been done to prevent it from happening again, anywhere, at any Jesuit institution. When it does happen, I, as your pastor, will send a message out to all Holy Trinity parishioners through our website and other social media to address this issue and to point it out to our website where the frequently asked questions will be addressed. It's a way of responding to your needs and our needs. It's a difficult news, but if we hope to move beyond this crisis, we can hope in the trust and the transparency that these days will be needed. And so with the natural environment, whose changes at times have been cataclysmic, and the environment that allowed this sexual abuse, which has been traumatic for many victims and their families, and cataclysmic for the credibility of the church. These changes, when they're announced, in the hope that it will move towards a new structure of trust and credibility. And allies, and as many of you know, since June, our parish has been engaged in a season of discernment, many listening sessions, a parish forum, and a very active parish council with others who are moving towards researching what do we need to change. This Wednesday night at 7 o'clock in McCown Hall, our parish council will further discuss and seek to implement responses to the changes that are necessary. So it is difficult news, but we are preparing for change, and that's where the hope is. The hope not just in the ancient scriptures, but the hope that you, me, us, together, bring about a change that gives not just people in the Catholic Church hope, but around the world in need, change in the climate of nature and of our human nature, as together we form belief in a Messiah who comes to give us hope, a hope for joy, and the belief in the faith of the family of Christ. It is indeed difficult news we will hear, but in there is the hope for change that ultimately will give us a better way of rejoicing in the news of Jesus Christ.